sophomore year of high school, honors English class. And I know, everyone knows, it's Thursday, and like every Thursday, I brace myself. 10:26, 10:27, 10:28, 29, 30. You look up from our desk, teacher nods, and then every single person in the class gets up and walks out. Time for the National Honor Society meeting. Yeah, every single person in this class gets up and walks out. Every single person. But me. See, the other kids in Honors English all have something in common. They're honors everything else, too. They're honors math, honors chemistry, honors history, honors this, honors that. Goodie for them. At least, I think I'm pretty good at this English stuff, the reading, the writing. And you know, everyone needs something they can do. And this is my thing. A teacher said that only the finest young minds could maintain the rigor and depth for her classroom. Shakespeare, Beowulf, Chaucer, I dig it. And the week prior, she told us to write about the storming of the French Bastille. Turns out it's crazy stuff with guillotines, treachery, let them eat cake. I get into it. And so this morning after everyone leaves, I sit there alone, staring at the teacher. She stares back at me and she looks angry. And finally she says, "We need to have a talk about your assignment." Then she holds up my paper, my Bastille paper, and there's a big F marked on it. "This paper is an obvious plagiarism."
What?
"You copied this out of a book."
"I wrote that."
"What book?"
"I don't know which book, but I do know that you didn't write it. I've informed the principal you are hereby dismissed from the honors English class. Go see your counselor for reassignment."
"But I didn't."
"Get out!"
I can't believe it. I go to my counselor, what happened? And he says,
"Well, you know, this is not the type of thing that looks good in your permanent record."
I didn't do anything. He hands me a slip with a new class assignment on it. It reads, "Creative Writing," which is what they called English for Dummies.
"No, I didn't do anything wrong."
"No more cheating on papers, okay?"
And I can barely speak. Language is the only reason anyone's ever called me smart. And now I don't even have that. I get to the class, and my new teacher, Mrs. Cox, is not happy to see me. "Whatever discipline problems that got you sent here, let's see that they're not repeated." I sit in the back and hear all the, "What you do? What you do? What you do? What you do?" I don't answer. Miss Cox gives us an assignment to write a poem about something that means something or something another. Screw her. Screw the counselor, screw the principal, screw everybody. Poem. I'm going to have my own good time. I imagine this English-accented villain. And write.
"I wake with the madness. Possessed with the need, 'tis only one thing on which I must feed. I know where they keep it. Yes, there's a place I care not for title, not distinction, not grace. I crawl toward the chalice, a glowing white bowl. Therein lies my challenge. I seize now my goal.
And the madness, it's lifted. But in my throat there is a lump, for I had reached inside a toilet after teacher took a dump."
Miss Cox rifles through the assignments, reads mine aloud, rolls her eyes, says something about broken meter, and that's it. Which makes me kind of upset, because that would have got me booted from honors English class for sure. And she plays us the Bride of Frankenstein and says that our next assignment is to write a monster story. Understand. Please understand, nobody. But nobody knows from monsters like I know monsters. So that night, Fire in the Belly. I pen an opus combining horror, sci-fi, and speculative fiction into a single creature that has big plans for the good-looking hero. When I walk into class with the story, Miss Cox snatches it out of my hand, sits down, and starts reading before she even says hello. I watch her as she laughs, gasps, shakes her head, and then gets real quiet. I wait for her reaction as she turns the final page for my final surprise. It's all been a trap for just this moment. I wait. She reads, and her mouth drops open. She looks up at me. No way! And that reaction, her reaction, maybe my first moment of pure joy. From then on, I write. I write every day to make Mrs. Cox cry, to make her laugh, to make her mad. I write and I write and I write, and I never make it to the Honor Society. I never make it to Honors English. But if it wasn't for a bit of an academic detour, if it wasn't for Mrs. Cox, I don't know if I would have made it at all. Today, on Snap Judgment, from PRX and NPR, Detour. Amazing stories from real people crashing up against that roadblock. My name is Glenn Washington, and my teacher's name was Daylin Cox, whom I've never properly thanked before. So I can thank her now in front of over 1 million snappers. Thank you, Mrs. Cox. Always remember and never forget that you're listening to Snap Judgment.